I would have thought that people would be trying to get people to come into their restaurants and delis rather than telling them not to come in, particularly when there's a closed sign on the door. Don't be knocking on the door. Luigi down at Luigi's Pizzeria and Deli. I mean this in a lighthearted way. He went off on one online over the weekend. Here's just a bit of it.
I know this might be confusing and I understand, but if you come in here and you see this sign, yeah, it means we are closed. Even if I'm inside and I'm doing stuff, I'm closed. Even if in here it says I'm supposed to be open and then in here it says I'm closed, I'm closed. So do not knock, do not stare, do not stand here for 15, 20 minutes. Just read, closed. Next. Only food and drinks purchased here may be consumed on these premises. Do not bring your own coffees. Do not bring your own sandwiches. Do not bring your own nothing. Yeah? You can only eat and drink stuff that you buy in my shop. Last, I bought these pizza cutters that I like to sell. These are for sale only. There is even a sign in there that says these are only for sale. So do not stand up, come in here, grab one and cut your pizza with it. I gave you a knife and a fork for that.
I know.
What are you putting in the pizza down there that you're going off on a rant like that?
I know. The pizza is already cut, by the way. We serve the pizza already sliced.
I know this is a wind-up. I'll be talking about your great pizza and your great pasta. That's what
I
this
know, people get tilted, you know, they all get offended and I'm just letting some steam off. That's it. That was all. I didn't think it'd be people coming into the shop shaking my hands. Well, other business owners, because they have the same issue, you know.
Yeah, you Italians, you Italians. Well, if you've got opening hours up on the front door, right?
Well, next to the door, there is a little sign that says
opening times.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody comes up to the door and the opening time says you should be open. You should be open.
Well, put it like this. Two kids, school runs, breakfast, dressing, then come to work, bake the bread, get everything ready, and sometimes I'm not ready. I can't open unless the bread display is full. So I might need 10 minutes more, 15, half an hour, I don't know. You see, I'm not saying I was a corporate. I'm not a corporate. I don't have endless stuff here.
This
is kind of a one-man show, you know. I only me can bake bread. Only me can do this kind of stuff. I have other stuff that I'm thankful to, amazing people, but some stuff only me can do. And unfortunately, I only have 24 hours in one day.
You've only got one pair of hands.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I start at 6 in the morning, believe it or not.
Are people banging on the door, is it? They're that keen to get in?
Yeah, because they're like, I just want a coffee. And I'm like, yeah, let me drop all the bread I'm putting in the oven on. Just let me stop everything. Let me stop this kneading. Let me stop me shaping bread. Open the door, make your coffee. And this stops me from doing what I'm doing, you know. So sometimes I ignore them and they get even more annoyed. And they're standing in front of the sign that says, sorry, we are closed. And the door is locked. And they try to push it open. And I'm like, would you do that in a bank? Or would you do that in a post office if they weren't open when they're supposed to?
A pub?
You know what I mean? Like,
if it was a pub.
Yeah, the pub. then we
So what?
I don't know, I've been on. The most annoying thing is people bringing their own food.
Okay, so when you say they're bringing in their own stuff, what, like?
So they come in here, let's say they get a coffee and a pizza, and then one of them leaves and buys some Supermax, and they come back in here and they eat it on the table. Or they come in here, they order a pizza, they walk out, they go across the road, they buy drinks in there, and they come back in here. when I have a fridge full of drinks, I sell coffees, I sell teas, I sell water, I sell sodas, I sell it all. So for me, everybody coming with their own coffee, with their own drinks, I'm losing money, to be honest.
Are you telling me that somebody will come in and sit down and maybe one of them might order a pizza and the other person with them would have a Supermax burger and chips?
Supermax, yes. I tell you this quick. I take an order. They order two pizzas, mother with two children. They get two pizzas, and the mother says to the children, I'm going to Apache. I'm going to buy a pizza, and I come back in here.
I'm going where?
And I looked at Apache, you know, this kind of franchising. And I said, mother, I'm sorry, you can't do that. She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I sell pizzas as well. So why don't you buy your pizza in here? No, because I don't like your pizza, and they don't let me bring your pizza in Apache. And I'm like, why would you think it's okay to bring that pizza in here?
They would actually have the gall to bring in an Apache pizza. Nothing wrong with it. I've had them. They're lovely. And bring them into your restaurant.
I've had it many times. Like, so, the problem is we lose, you know, we lose the sales.
No, you can't do that, lads. You just can't do that.
Another group of people, they used to come with another place coffees. They would sit on the counter and order a 2 euro cake. So they're taking 4 seats. So they like their coffee, but they like my cakes. So they will go to their shop, buy their coffees, take 4 seats, and share a cake. So I have 4 seats that, let's say, could generate me 40 euros.
You must have the patience of a saint.
No, I never say. I try to put signs, but now I look like an idiot. There is signs everywhere. I don't like it.
So when you say to somebody, you can't have that coffee in here, you need to buy it here if you want to consume, what do they say?
I never see them again. I never see them again. Unfortunately, but is either losing money with them drinking somebody else's coffee, or is me losing money with them not coming anymore? You know, I need to take a decision here.
So somebody would come in with a Supermax burger and chips, and another person would go over and get an Apache pizza, bring it back in, use your knives and forks, salt and pepper, garlic, whatever.
Then I have to bin the rubbish. I have to get rid of the waste.
But sure, that's just appallingly rude.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not. Does this happen anywhere else? I don't know. Is it just me? Maybe because they think it's so casual and it's kind of, you know, kind of quirky. They think like, oh, okay, let's go in with our own food. I don't know what to think anymore.
That's maybe.
We try
it's
to be
some
as
people.
Polite as possible. You know, kind of say, like, look, there is a sign in there. Would you mind maybe next time? But then most of the time there is no next time. It's like. It's just like, oh, you're so rude. This is not.
They
like,
say to you that you're rude for saying it to them.
Yeah, because I point out that they can't bring their own food or drinks. If you read some comments on Facebook under the video, there is people saying that I'm rude.
Like, no, I haven't seen the comments.
For telling customers they can't do that, you know. Like,
I don't see that you're being rude by telling people you can only consume my coffee on the premise, you can only eat my food on the premises. I just don't see how could that be rude. It's the people are being rude limited. For doing what they're doing.
We have limited seats, so for me every kind of seat count. So if you bring your own water, I've seen people bring in sandwiches, crisps, and
God almighty, I'd be up for manslaughter, I'd say. They come in with a sandwich and sit down.
That's why I did this video. Instead of barking at them, I said, I'm just going to make this video. Let this steam out, Luigi. Just let it go like a balloon in the air, you know, and let's start all over again. Hopefully, maybe this video will help some people would see it. Some people.
Oh, I
know.
See some of these. Yeah, people saying you're ungrateful. You have customers.
No, I'm sorry. You have no idea how grateful I am to everybody. And I always say this. Like nearly 20 years in business. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. But you need to understand that there is I don't even want to call them set of rules. I don't want to be like, oh, this is a rule. No, this is common sense.
It's common sense. It's just good manners. What was happening with these pizza cutters that you got upset about?
I bought these pizza cutters and I want to sell them. So I put them on the counter and it says a pizza cutter for sale. I had 20 and people keep taking them to slice their pizza. There is already sliced. The moment you use it, I can't sell it anymore. So now we have maybe 10, 12 of them at the back that we can't sell because they've been used. I'm not going to wash them and put them back
up. Does the sign say pizza cutters for sale only?
The sign says pizza cutter for sale only. I updated it recently. Do not use it to slice your pizza. We gave you a knife and a fork for that.
It's pre-sliced anyway.
So it doesn't... And it's sliced anyway, you know. It's sliced in 6, 8, depends. Maybe they like it and they want to use it, but I don't know. To be honest, it's hard enough.
So when they use it, why don't you just charge them for it then? So you used it, now you got to pay for it.
Because they come and pay, and when I clear the table, I realize that they sneakily got one, you know. People say, oh, why don't you put them up high? And I'm like, how am I going to sell them if they can't see it? All these sort of suggestions. Some guy said, what if people can't read and they can't read your sign? And you're like, what kind of answer is that?
I'm sorry, Luigi.
People say, can you put a story on Instagram as if I have the time to go and fiddle with my social, you know? Like, I rarely use my social nowadays. Well, unless I have to make a rant on a Sunday morning.
No, I'm sorry. I know a lot of it is very serious and it's the height of bad manners. It really and truly is for people to do the thing, bringing food in and drinks in and stuff. But do you get your blood pressure checked regularly?
Every month I have some sort of exams just to make sure everything, you know, I have a little thing, so I try to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
And I get blood pressure, I exercise, breathing exercises in the morning. Luigi, calm down, put a smile in your face. As a matter of fact, somebody put a bad review on Google right away, saying that I'm rude or something. It's fine, I don't care, you know.
I know, I have a much different perspective now, having chatted to you, and people will. And anyway, as Brenda says, why would anyone want to eat anything other than Luigi's food is a mystery to me. His food is 5-star. I mean, who'd want a burger and chips?
Huh? There is a lady that explains it very well. She says, you know, Luigi does these every morning, every day. It's you know, it's not, I don't know how to explain, it works really hard. And if sometimes it cannot be open on time, don't lose your head over it, you know. Don't try to force it in or get upset. By the way, your favorite pasta dish is on the menu if you ever around.
For the vongola, is it? I'm going to get back down for a big bowl of spaghetti and clams, I can tell you that. So are you saying that other businesses have come in to shake your hands?
Yeah, because they have the same issue. Because maybe they closed, they can't open, you know. So let's say they're doing some work, they're having a meeting, let's say a solicitor, let's say an auctioneer. So they have to close the door because they're talking to a customer and they want to keep it kind of private. And people knock at the door and, you know, and then like they came and it's like, you are my hero. I've had this problem for years. I put a closed sign on the window and then it's like, they want to come in anyway. You know, and they're like, just one thing. I want to ask you one thing. I know you want to ask me one thing, but I'm busy right now.
Making fresh pasta, baking fresh bread. It has a problem in pubs as well, you know. Sometimes people are sneaking their own drink in, so I think publicans can relate to that too.
I know that. They bring in whiskey and then they buy a Coke and they, you know, they twitch it a little bit.
So,
in there. I know, I've seen this before myself.
Anyway, it's not a case then that the customer is always right, or it's not, Luigi?
Look, in general, yes, but allow me to let some steam out every now and then.
Okay.
Don't take it badly, don't take it personally, most of all. You know, we know it's for the crack. It's the first thing I learned in Ireland, the crack, you know. This
Mamma mia, the guy's got to let off steam. All right, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy. Talk soon.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Luigi has the nicest pizza in the world. I get it for all my parties. It's absolutely unbelievable. My mouth is watering right now. Is he open for lunch? Yes. But if it's closed, it's closed. Even if it says open, I can't keep up. Anyway, customers, huh? Text 0868-104-106. Your thoughts?
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.